This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Canada isn't happy with USA. At the end of the director's meeting in Toronto at a pub around the corner to where we've been staying in the summer housing at Toronto Metropolitan University, there were signs along the patio wall advertising a host of beers. There's one metallic sign for Fat Tire with their famous bicycle symbol and Colorado in big letters underneath. You don't see Fat Tire just anywhere. When the server came around, I pointed at the sign and asked if they serve Fat Tire and the bottles are on tap. I was surprised to discover recently that the company no longer seemed to be distributing anything but cans, so I wondered what the pub was doing about all that. She looked at me strangely, and then over her shoulder, looked at the patio wall with a sign, and then said flatly, "No, we don't serve American beers." "No fool," I answered. "Of course not, just curious when I saw the sign." This exchange for the foolish would be common, but this quiet boycott provoked by Trump stirring up a mess with his talk about making Canada the 51st state was everywhere around Toronto during the week I was there. Signs were posted in business and restaurant windows about being Canadian-owned and operated. There seemed to be new logos in many that mentioned Toronto or Canada as a subtle but clear message to local consumers. Much like a couple of years ago, Black Lives Matter was a signifier in many U.S. neighborhoods about race and violence after his killing. The recent federal elections made the same point, as the Liberal candidate came from back in the pack to edge out the conservative standard bearer who'd been sidling up to Trump after his victory in the South, erasing his 30-point lead only 6 months ago. Conservatives picked up seats, but the leader himself lost in his riding. Doug Ford, the Ontario premier and a staunch conservative who would normally have been one of the first to support a MAGA hat, has busily been trying to underscore his anti-51st pro-Canadian chauvinism. The premier of Alberta, one of the western provinces dominated by the oil and gas industry, has gone the other way, embracing Trump, making the Mar-a-Lago pilgrimage for a photo op and pushing a referendum on whether they should secede from Canada. This is an issue that isn't going anywhere anytime soon, at least until 2028. If there was any doubt, flying out of Pearson, the big international Toronto airport, there were no lines to go through customs to the U.S. Global entry was so sparse that none of the photo passport machines were even turned on. It was all old school with a personal visit at the window with the U.S. agent. The regular lines were hardly any longer. Air Canada Maple Leaf Club near the gates flying to the U.S. was thinly populated as well. My flight through Dulles was pretty full, but many were connecting on to other cities around the world. Travel economists are projecting a 10% decrease in foreign travel to the USA this year, and many summertime locations are feeling the pain and crying about it. There are consequences to Trump's imperial presidency and motor mouth. Being in Canada is still a pleasure since people continue to be gracious and friendly on a personal level, but sometimes it seems now more out of pity for Americans rather than good neighborly. This is Wade Branske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.